Rachel, thanks for joining us. We'll start with Lee Griffiths, if that's okay. You were banging the drum for him at the start of the season in your columns with the Irish Post, and it looks like you were right. He's getting the starts now, and he's banging form.
Yeah, finally. I have to say, I mean, I have supported him from day one, because I was a bit critical of him back in 2014 when I remember Neil Lennon had said he was looking into the player, and I kind of thought, oh God, only because he's very controversial and he had, you know, he'd had a few mishaps up in Scotland and blah, 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 and he was down in Wolves and wasn't getting many games, and I kind of thought, what are we doing here? You know, we're really downgrading, and I have to say he's proved me wrong, and I have to say, if I don't see him on the starting sheet, I'm not happy. Mm-hmm. You know, I think he's a crucial player, and he's vital in all of our games. I mean, any game he's come on, he's you know, he's done the job, and I think he deserves to be started. He deserves a start in the team.
Yeah, you mentioned the controversy there. What did you make of that incident at Hearts then? I mean, obviously it was an amazing goal, but he got booked for that celebration in front of the Hearts fans, and you think that was a bit unfair though?
Oh, yeah. Listen, he's a lad that's grown up supporting Hibs his whole life, and like any rivalry, I mean, whether it be Everton, Liverpool, whatever it is, he's getting abused the whole game. He's going to score against Hearts. He's going to celebrate in front of them. I mean, often he's in that bad. I mean, he gave him his thumbs up and he stood in front of them, and then he went about his business. If he jumped into the crowd, I would have said, okay, ref, now that's definitely causing a bit of a scene here. But other than that, I mean, I think the booking was ridiculous. And I mean, when you look at the refereeing in Scotland, normally it's kind of what you'd expect. So I'm not really surprised that he was given the yellow.
Yeah. It was a great goal though, wasn't it?
Fantastic. That's what I mean. You can always depend on him, and he's a showman. You know, when he gets the ball, you do expect to see decent footwork from him. And I mean, past two defenders, bang, instant, curved around the keeper, and you're kind of looking at him going, "That's the type of goal you want scored." Something that, you know, livens up the game a bit. You know.
Yeah. You said after the game, if you give me a goal like that and a yellow card, I'll take it all day long, and it's hard to disagree with him, really.
Yeah, of course he would. And I mean, any Hearts fan would say the same. They'd say, listen, he's like a panto character, you know, like they hate him up there. He's a Hibs fan, and he thrives on that type of game, you know. So, yeah. I mean, starting him, you'd have to start him against Hearts. I mean, you know, and he delivered, you know, he really was, he was crucial to the whole game, and he was the reason we won.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we'll move on to Nair Beaton then. He's just signed a new 5-year deal with Celtic, but then went and got himself off against Mould. So do you reckon is this good news for Celtic then? Not the red card, the 5-year deal, obviously.
No, definitely 100%. I think I remember when he signed for Celtic, he was 21 or so, and he wasn't getting a game. And I remember he had said in the media he had come across saying something along the lines of he wants out of Celtic, and the way it was kind of portrayed was he had no time for the club and whatever, blah, blah, blah. But when you read into it, he had said, listen, he just wants to play football, and that's all he wants to do. And he was given his chance, and he proved. I think he's an absolutely fantastic player. It was actually after Mulgrew's injury came, he got his start, and he continued now, and I mean, he's vital. I don't think tonight wasn't great. He got sent off for an absolutely ridiculous challenge or a tackle. But I think most games, if he's there, we're sort of in our midfield. I mean, if you've seen the defence tonight, we were absolutely atrocious. But he's the type of player that I kind of feel as though when he has the ball, you have a little bit more, you don't feel as anxious. So I'm happy with him. At 5 years, brilliant. I think Peter Lawwell knows himself. Again, sign him for 5 years. And he's definitely down the line. He's a businessman. We know we can make money on him, you know, and hopefully that continues. And I mean, if we sell him off in 3 years' time, if that's what happens, Celtic will make money on it if his form continues.
Mm-hmm. Okay, another player I just want to get your opinion on is, I think he maybe divides opinion a lot, correct me if I'm wrong, but James Forrest is who I'm talking about. If that's the case, which side of the fence do you sit on?
Personally, and I know a lot of Celtic fans might disagree, but I'd sell him. It's terrible to say, because I actually think he's a very good player, but he is a hit and miss. You're right, he is a hit and miss with the supporters, purely because he's so injury prone. And he's the type of player that, you know, you get one fantastic game, and don't get me wrong, I mean, I have watched James Forrest play games where he's the game changer. I mean, we've won games because of him, and he is vital, but he'd get one good game out of him, and then he could be injured for the next 10 matches, if you're lucky going 10 matches, and then he's a no-show. I mean, there's times where he's on the pitch and you actually hear the commentator say Forrest, and you're like, geez, I didn't even know he was playing. Mm-hmm. You know, it's, so personally me, I think, I know there's rumours of him signing another contract, but in my opinion, and I know like some Celtic fans are like, oh, she's not bad, she's crazy, but if we got a good deal from him, I'd sell him, because he's too injury prone, you can't rely on him, and once he's out, he's out. And I mean, if we want to start doing well in Europe, which I know I haven't watched tonight's game, it's a bit of a joke, but you have to have a player that you can rely on week in, week out, and I mean, that's just not him, unfortunately.
Okay, right. I just want to get your thoughts on one more player, Rachel. I'm curious about this player after watching the Aberdeen game, the 3-1 win, and that's Kieran Tierney. For me, that Griffiths header, it was all about the delivery. You know, what a ball in! I was actually googling him straight away to see if he was Irish because of his name, but sadly for us, he's a Scot. But what's the deal with Tierney then? Is he regarded as a big prospect at Celtic?
Oh, fantastic! And tonight, Mayad, although the rest of the team show up, he was absolutely outstanding. His crosses, the way he keeps the ball better than most of the rest of the Celtic squad. Now, bear in mind, that was just tonight, you know, but he really outshone everyone else on the pitch tonight, I have to say. And having seen him in action, I mean, I have to laugh. The first thing my dad said was the same as yourself. He said, I must check and see if he's Irish. You never know. He's only ever played under for Scotland, so he could still, the FAI, if they're listening, they could still swoop in here.
You never know.
But I think, you never know. He's the type of lad, James, to be honest with you. He's grown up Celtic. He's the ball boy. I read a funny story about him only there a while ago. He was actually the ball boy around the time when Celtic beat Barcelona 3 years ago. So you're talking about a young lad that lives and breathes Celtic. It's kind of a rags to riches story, if you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. He's living the dream for all young kids. He was at Celtic. He, you know, worked his way up. He's now getting a start. And I mean, if he continues the way he is, I can't see him being left out of the team at the minute.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, surely anyone who can produce a delivery like that is going to be a big asset to any team.
Oh, definitely. And you know, he's young, he's not afraid, he's very confident for his age, and he's kind of, I think he not only wants to prove himself, playing for Celtic, and I know this sounds like such a cliche and people will be listening and going, nah, I'm not having that, but I think he really enjoys playing for Celtic. You know, he's obviously grown up in a household where they're all Celtic fans, and that's what he thrives on. And playing for Celtic, he obviously, his family are very proud of him and everything. So I think that does also do him a lot of favour. You know, and I think that proved, like, even on the pitch tonight, he really did play for the jersey, and I was very impressed. I mean, he's only 18 years old. Mm-hmm.